Welcome to a Moray House Trust podcast. Moray House Trust is a private non-profit based in Georgetown and dedicated to promoting Guyanese culture. This podcast is part of our 1763 series. We hope you enjoy it. These extracts are read by Eva DeLatt.
The Beginning of the Uprising by Inike Velzing. This is an edited extract from Velzing's unpublished MA thesis, University of Amsterdam, reprinted in the Starbrook News in February 2013. Inike Velzing lectured in the Department of History at the University of Guyana and spent 4 years in Guyana teaching and translating Dutch historical documents. Revolutionary plans. The uprising was a premeditated plan in which slaves from various plantations were involved right at the outset. It was begun and initially directed by the Berbers slaves. During his hearing in 1764, Bamba Cupido of Hollandia said the following. Says that he heard that the people of his plantation, of Juliana, of Lelienburg, those of Van Staden and those of Altenklingen were to begin, and that thereupon he went straight away to Michel Snyder's, returned with him to his plantation, and recommended that he keep an eye open, and then return back. Subsequently, Alexander of this plantation went to Lelienburg, and said that the Bamba had given them away to Michel Snyder's, and that it was now high time, because otherwise the Christians would come. Subsequently, he told the inquiry, when he came back again with Michel Snyder's, coffee was there, and he then went home again and started on his plantation, Lelienburg, made himself master of all the guns, powder, shot, and everything, and then returned with all those goods and drums. To the question of who first started talking about the uprising, Damon of Lelienburg replied, "The word first came from Hollandia and Zeelandia, from the Negroes called Ataba and Atta of Altenklingen, Nuaku of Hollandia and Amina Kuaku of New Caracas." When asked to whom did Adam of Hollandia and Zeelandia speak about starting the war and killing the Christians, Damon's response was Jan Bart, Jan, Sangu Koffie, Kuaku of the Prosperiteit and Kwasi of Scheermeister spoke together about it. But when the war started, he, Damon, was in the bush and did not have enough time. Furthermore, he stated, the agreement was that Coffee would be the boss, because he was such a wise and intelligent man. From all of this, it can be concluded that right from the outset, the various plantations were in contact with each other, such as Lelienburg, Hollandia and Zeelandia, Juliana, Elizabeth and Alexandria, Altenklingen, New Caracas, Prosperiteit, and probably others as well. It can be taken as established that Coffee was singled out as leader, especially as, right at the beginning, Coffee appears in the forefront as director and organizer. Supposing that Cupido's statement is true, then the uprising started earlier than planned. In any event, the uprising began on the 27th of February on the above-mentioned plantations. This was a very propitious moment, as it was a Sunday and a free day for the enslaved. As they were together, communication with the adjacent plantations was easier and a slave was not missed so soon. In addition, a number of whites had gone to the church upriver. The intention was to overpower the whites in as short a time as possible, and to take all the goods with them which could be of use, more especially guns and ammunition, which, together with the boats, the form of communication in the colony, constituted the main means to success. The uprising was so well set up that the plantations in the district between Plantation Antonia and Pereboom joined in, either voluntarily or in consequence of the arrival of people like Coffee and Akara from Lelienburg, Atta from Altenklingen, and Cosel of Oosterleek. In a very short period, the revolutionaries had established a foothold where there were no whites and from where they could operate on two sides of the river. Collapse of Whites. At the time of the uprising, Van Hogeheim had only 18 men in Fort Nassau at his disposal. Military and burghers included, together with four ships waiting in the colony for return cargo. Van Hogeheim took immediate action. He sent the slave ship Adriana Petronella under Captain Cock up the river with instructions to drop anchor just above the plantations which had risen up, while the other three ships were placed in a line before the fort. By this means, Van Hogeheim hoped to contain the uprising within a small area and to take the revolutionaries from two sides. This plan came to nothing as Cock dropped anchor before plantation Zubuslust, well below the plantations which had risen up and where the whites were busily engaged in preparing for evacuation, since ensuring the safety of self and goods was considered by them to be of paramount importance. Furthermore, approximately 40 whites from the area occupied by the revolutionaries had sought safety on the company plantation Pereboom. About 6 burghers had gathered on company plantation Marquet, situated a little higher up. The following is from a letter from Mr. Perrotet to Mr. David Loofs in Amsterdam, in which the panic among the whites is clearly expressed. On the 27th of February, Perrotet had received a letter from planter George, which he quoted to Loofs and which ran, "Dear sirs and fellow burghers, today 4 plantations were destroyed by the rebelling slaves, to wit, the plantations Altenklinge, de Juliana, that of de Graaf and of Pieter van Staden, on which most of the Christians were murdered. The company plantation Vlissingen is also in severe straits. Shots are being fired one after the other. For that reason, it is of the utmost necessity that each and every one secures his own plantation. Herewith commanding your honor to the protection of God, my dear sirs and worthy burghers, your humble servant, John Christian George." Perrotet then continued, "The next day I again received a circular letter from our burgher, Lieutenant François Séjourné, dated the 28th instant, which reads, "Dear sirs and fellow burghers, as our country is in dire need, I request your assistance and that you appear armed at the alarm post, the company plantation Marquet. I remain in all haste, my dear sirs and worthy burghers, François Séjourné." After Perrotet had given these letters to his neighbour, burgher Captain Kunkler, to read, the latter could say nothing other than, "My dear neighbour, it is over for us in the colony." The following day he saw Kunkler passing by, in a tent boat with his family and goods, leaving his slaves alone behind, among whom were some who had been newly imported. In any case, Perrotet did respond to the call, and arrived at Marquet on the 2nd March, where he learned that the burghers from upper and head divisions had fled to Pereboom, as a consequence of which 30 plantations were already in the hands of the rebels.
This was a Moray House Trust podcast. Thank you very much for listening.